Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And Happy New Year to all of you that are just joining us. We would like to welcome you to the new year. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We're going to try and work together to plan out the new year. And as we talked about during the first hour, try and make some recommendations to yourself that I want to plant in my garden a new vegetable, a new flower, a new perennial. And the projects that I've been letting go, I'm going to do those. So we'll talk about that this hour a little bit. Give us a call and we'll try and see if we can help you to better plan your garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, this is John from Southern Maine who has a question about some vines.
John, good morning and Happy New Year's to you.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
It's almost as if it's late spring with all the melting going on out here.
I was just telling Dawn, I said it's 42 degrees in my backyard here in Kennebunk, and I can barely see my neighbor's house with there's so much fog because the snow is melting so quickly.
Yeah, well, you know, that fog, I mean, as a New Englander during the winter, is going to eat up a lot of snow.
It sure is.
My question, actually, I have two, and then I'll get off the phone so I can listen to your response on the radio. The first one is that I'm in Dayton, and I'm on that dew line where on one side of the Saco it might be raining, and on my side it will be snowing. And I consider myself actually a zone 4 rather than a 5 in terms of the vitality of the plants that I put in the ground and grow. But right. I have an issue on the northeast side of my home that is very difficult to get anything in the ground and have it maintain itself. And I'm wanting to put a vine, some vines along that side of the house, and I'm willing to trellis. And I'm not sure what is going to give me the least amount of disappointment. The second question is that I'm thinking ahead, and with some of the plants that come out of the big box stores with their real girthy roots, some of the tomato plants, I'm not sure how to accomplish that. I have grown my own tomatoes from seed and kept the grow lights extremely close to the seedlings, but they still end up being rather leggy. And that'll be it from this end. And I'm going to get off the phone now, so good luck with those.
Okay. On your tomato plant, it has nothing to do with the lights. You can keep the lights close to them. The secret is going to be the temperature that you keep those plants at. And the warmer you keep those tomatoes with the lights on, the thinner the stem's going to be. My dad grew all of his tomato seedlings every year. And I remember the first couple of years, he grew them in the house upstairs, grew them in his like a den with the grow lights. And every year he would start them later. And later, because they would stretch, and they were like telephone poles. So he did a little bit of reading. We did some talking, and he said, you know, what do you do with your tomatoes? And I said, well, when the tomatoes are up, so high, we actually will put them in a cold frame to harden them off, to slow that growth so that it doesn't get taller. So what he did is he took all of his growing lights and heating pads and all that kind of stuff, and he moved it to the basement. Basement's about 50 degrees. So what he did is he bought some heating cables, and the table that he used some duct tape, and he duct taped the heating cables the right spacing on this table. Then he put down a little bit of marble chip to give him a nice clean surface, and then he put the trays of seeds on top of that. Turned on his heating cables to warm up that soil, and the seed germinated really, really good. But once the seeds came out, they didn't grow as fast. So we ended up with shorter tomatoes, and the thickness of the stem was a lot better. And like you, he moved the height of the lights up and down. And after the second year, he actually attached some grow light tubes to the ceiling, put them on a pulley system so that he could raise them as the plants got taller. But he found that the temperature that you grow the plants slowed the overall growth of the plant, gave the plant a chance to put some girth rather than height, and they did much, much better. So try doing that this year. And it worked really well. What he did to get more light where he had them in the basement, he bought some tinfoil, fairly wide tinfoil, and he put little pieces of duct tape up against the back wall where he was, and that reflected the light, and it made the light more intense. So instead of the light being absorbed into the walls, it was actually reflected back to the plant. But the house was kept about, you know, maybe 65 at night, maybe a little bit cooler during the day, went up to 68, possibly sunny. If it was a nice sunny day, sun coming through the windows would warm up the house quite a bit. So there was a 5 to maybe as much as 10 degree difference from upstairs to the basement. The basement, he had some windows because it was the split level, so he had full-size windows, but it was kept cooler than it was upstairs, and his plants did much, much better. And because it was cooler, he was now able to start broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, the cold weather crops, where before, if he did those in the house where it was hot, they grew just like telephone poles and they just never did anything. So try that. Now, for a vine, of course it's going to depend on the light. So if it's a shaded area, then honeysuckle does very well. Also, climbing hydrangea. Climbing hydrangea is a slow-growing vine, but it's also a little slower in producing the bloom. So it's something that's going to take some time for you. Trumpet vine has got to have a lot of sun. Clematis has got to have a lot of sun. Now, if you want clematis, I have some at my house in Kennebunk. They're absolutely wonderful. But the secret to growing good clematis is keeping your soil as sweet as possible. And I add lime or wood ash, whatever I have, every single spring to that garden. So that clematis has to be sweet. We have a little, like a pit. It's a metal fire pit. And I'll take all that wood ash, when I clean it, and I'll throw it on my lilacs, and I'll throw it on the clematis growing area, and it does make a big, big difference. So if you want to do clematis, that's one. Now, what I have found is the hardiest of the clematis for you to get started is the one called paniculata. It's a white blooming, and it blooms in the late summer and into the fall. Much, much faster growing than your summer blooming varieties. Now, the bigger the flower on the clematis, I have found in my yard that the bigger the flower, the more delicate. So if you select varieties of clematis with a smaller bloom, I'm not talking the paniculata, the flower is about a half an inch. Looks like baby's breath. And when it's in bloom, it's absolutely gorgeous. But go to the flowers that make a bloom about 2 inches in diameter. The 4 or 5 inches are not as hardy. Okay? So try that. That'll give you some ideas. And if we can help you, call 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparrott.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparrott.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparrott.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, I was talking with the travel agency that's helping us with our tour to Ireland this week, and they were able to find six additional rooms for us. So if you have been thinking about joining us to Ireland, because this week I was going to tell you that the trip was sold out, but it's hard. You know, you try and plan something and the hotels limit you to the number of rooms, and then you have to work with the airlines to make sure that you can get people on the same flight. But between just before Christmas and into the new year, they were able to get from the hotel six additional rooms. So we do have some open space. If you would like to join us, don't wait, but call, give them some information, and they'll send you what you'd like to find out about the trip itself. The phone number, if you would like to get some information about our trip to Ireland during May, is 800-322-9481. And it's a great agency. They are in the top 10 of the country. So it's not a little local travel agent. It's a major company. And this is going to be a great trip. It's not just gardens. We start in Northern Ireland, in northern part of the country, and we go all the way to the south. So we land in Shannon, and we end up in Dublin. And the countryside is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm really excited about this trip because the last time I went to Ireland was a real disappointment to us. We were all excited. We get ready to go, and some of you will probably remember the hoof and mouth disease went into England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. It was a major, major problem. And it was a great tour, but we could not leave the asphalt. You could not step on the soil because of the hoof and mouth disease. And when we left our hotel, we had to stand in a very thin, flat container of water and bleach to sterilize our shoe. When we came back from the tour, we had to put our feet in this thin area so that we would not move this disease from one area of the country to the other. And for that entire year, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, one of the things that they are really famous for is for hiking. And they have trails throughout the whole country where people will take a vacation and they will walk from one end of the country to the other to see the countryside. That entire year, nobody could do that. All the hiking trails and all the resorts where they would stay were all closed because of that. So I'm excited. I'm going to be able to actually go into the fields and into the gardens. But the cities are beautiful, and it's going to be a great time. So if you'd like to join us, go to my website, paulparent.com. You can read all about the trip. You can call them at Largay Travel, and they'll give you all the information. But we have just picked up some extra room. And if you're traveling single, talk to them. They can help to find you a roommate. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of people now looking for roommate. You're only in a room to sleep. Most of the time you're out on the road, so it's not a big deal. And we have had many, many people that have traveled single that have made some great friends. So take advantage of it. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're all going to work together. And if you're looking for additional information on gardening, sign up for my newsletter. If you go to paulparent.com, at the top of the page, it says newsletter. And you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday on your computer. And we have made some great changes to it. I know a lot of you like to print the newsletter. I talked to the woman who helps me to do the newsletter, and she built a new feature. The new feature is you can print now the individual articles and nothing else. So if you don't want the recipes, you don't have to do it. If you don't want to print about the new products that are available, you no longer have to. Just the individual articles can be printed so that you can save them.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you. Our phone number is toll free 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We have open lines this morning. Everybody's sleeping in a little bit longer, so it's nice and quiet. So if you've tried in the past to get through and were not able to, today is your day. People are sleeping in, maybe eat a little celebration from the New Year's, but give us a call and we'll try and help you to have a wonderful garden or to solve some of the problems that you may have. I had made some New Year's resolutions in my garden, and one of the vegetables that I want to try that I've never grown, and maybe some of you have grown it and you can tell me what to do, is I've never grown okra. And I like okra. If it's cooked the right way. It's got a nice taste. Down south, when I go visit my son, I have it often, and it's pretty good. So I'm going to try growing some okra here. The annual that I'm going to try and grow again, I haven't grown it for quite a while because I had such problems with it during the heat of summer, is lobelia. Little blue, like cascading vine type annual. I'm going to try that again. And for a perennial, I'm going to try and grow hollyhocks. Every time I've tried hollyhocks, I've had such a problem with rust. And it's like little blisters on the underside of the leaf. They look like bumps. Then the bump will burst open, and you get a rusty powder that will develop from that blister. And it just gets all over the plant, and all the leaves get discolored, and it falls apart. So I'm going to try that again. Those are my three things. And then in my herb garden, I planted some apple trees, and I want to make those espaliered. Well, I've waited 2 years, and this year they are going to be trained in the espaliered fashion. So you need to do the same thing. Were there projects that you started that you never finished? This is the year to get that done. I want to grow an edible flower garden. My wife has been after me for a couple of years to do this, and I'm going to try it. And in the newsletters during the winter that I'm going to be writing, I'm going to give you a list of plants that you can grow in your flower garden that you can actually eat the flowers in with a tossed salad. For example, and I've had this, and it's really, really good. Nasturtiums are excellent. And many years ago, I was at Disney. We stopped for lunch, and it was during their home and garden flower show. I think it's during February or early March, in that time span. And on Sundays, they have a flower buffet. And they made quiche, and they made that mixture of eggs and milk and cheese and everything. And every 2 inches in this shallow pan, they put in nasturtiums flowers. And they cooked them. And it was really, really tasty. So that's one of the gardens that I want to grow this year. I want to do a good cutting garden. I have a lot of gardens, for those of you that came to the garden tour last year, but I think I need to grow more flowers that I can cut to make arrangements. And during the winter, I'm going to give you a list of some good annuals that you should plant for a cutting garden in your yard. It'll save you a ton of money. You won't have to go to the florist to buy the flowers because you can grow them yourself. Some are really good. Some are not so good. Some are a lot of work. Some are really easy. Some you get one or two cuttings a year. Some of them you can cut almost every other week. They just are so fast growing and so profuse in the number of blooms that they make that they will do that. Now, here's a project that you can do from now on. We have had enough winter so far that the bulk of our flowering plants have now begun to change their hormones, and the flower buds are now ready to be forced. So while the weather is nice today where you live, hopefully it is, take some pruners, and if you have forsythia, cut some branches from your forsythia plant 2 to 3 feet in length, bring them in the house, get a tall vase, at least 12 to 15 inches in height, and put these forsythia branches in there. Within 2 weeks, your forsythia will be in full bloom on your kitchen table or on your dining room table. In February, you can go outside and you can cut branches from all of your flowering trees. Not until the end of the month, but at the end of the month, if you have apples, peaches, pears, cherries, you can prune those trees during February and March. Take the tips, 18 to 24 inches, put them in a vase of water, and they will bloom for you inside. Now, if the branch is larger than your little finger, what I want you to do, take your pruners and you're going to put a cut where you remove them from the tree, right? But I want you to cut the branch lengthways, the length of your pruner, so that you're splitting the branch in half. And for plants that are really hard wood, like your fruit trees, by cutting a slit right down the middle, water can get into that branch a lot easier and a lot faster, and it will help them to bloom a lot quicker. So in February, all of your fruit trees and all of your flowering trees, so dogwood, flowering crabs, flowering cherries, flowering pear, can all be forced into bloom by just cutting tips 12 to 18 inches. And if you've got a big tree and you've got some branches that kind of stick out, that ruin the shape, do a little bit of selective pruning and bring them inside. And they will force that easy. But right now, forsythia, very, very easy. Now, if you know where pussy willows are growing, and you like pussy willows, you can prune pussy willows right now. Do the same thing. Cut your branches whatever length you want. Bring them into your home. Put them in a tall vase of water to support them straight up. Fill it with warm water. And within a couple of weeks, the pussy willows will burst open that little jacket, that casing that protects the bud. It will pop it off, and that little catkin will begin to form the flower. When the bud gets to the size that you want it to be, drain the vase. And that will stop that nice fuzzy bud from getting longer. If you keep it in water, that fuzzy bud will get 2 to 3 inches long, will weep over, will turn bright yellow because it's going to make like a pollen, which could make the house messy, and you won't have that nice pussy willow appearance. So force them. When they get to the size that you want, drain the water and they will stop growing and they'll look absolutely beautiful. And you can start to do that right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next we have Lawrence from Cape Cod, who has a question about ginger.
Lawrence, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Lawrence.
Happy New Year to you. My wife was given a couple of Tahili ginger plants from Hawaii. We have a friend that has a pretty exotic garden, and he always travels and brings back these tropical plants. And he was thinning out this year, and so he gave my wife a couple of them. She didn't realize what she was getting into. They're both close to 6 feet tall, and we have them in the house.
Wow.
Beautiful plants. They were flowering when we got them, and they smell really nice. The problem is we've found that we have now, we're getting some bugs, small bugs that look just like a black dot. They fly around, and we're wondering how we can cure that problem.
Okay. What you have is they're probably coming from the soil more than anything else, and that is, Lawrence, called a fungus gnat. As a matter of fact, I think our first caller this morning at 6 o'clock had a problem with the fungus gnat. And right now, there is no chemical available. In April, there will be. Bonide Lawn and Garden was able to develop a new product that you put in the soil that will take care of fungus gnats. And we haven't had anything for us since we have a product called Diaznon.
Right.
And if by any chance you have Diaznon in your tool shed or garage, mix up a little bit of it and water your plant with the Diaznon, and it will kill the fungus gnats. But in the meantime, what you can do, Lawrence, is right now it's pretty nice outside. It's like 44 degrees where I live in Kennebunk. The Boston area is supposed to hit 50, and it's going to be a really nice day. What I would do is if you have an area where there's no wind, take that plant, put it outside, and kind of rough up the leaves with your hands to agitate the insects that are there, and they will fly off of it. Those are the adults. They're the ones that lay the eggs for new generation. And if you can get those off the plant, once they fly off, they're going to freeze with the cold weather. So put them outside, agitate them, play with the soil a little bit, kind of with your hands, dig down about half an inch to an inch and see if anything comes out of the soil, and that will get rid of some of those adults, and then bring them back inside the house. What I found that works really well, and we used to do this in the greenhouses at the University of Mass, yellow cardboard or yellow plastic, a little bit of Vaseline on one side, stick it right in the pot. Just lay it right there. Yellow is something that attracts insects. That's why your Japanese beetle traps are all yellow. If you can do that, they'll hit the Vaseline, they'll stick to it. But in April, there is something new.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Well, good morning and happy new year to you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joseph from Milford, Massachusetts, who has a question about holly.
Joseph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you, Joe.
Same to you, Paul. Happy New Year, many of them. My question is with my holly bushes. Every year at Christmas time, I bring in a lot of the red berries, some of the greens, and make some displays. Well, last winter, last Christmas, my holly bushes hardly made any red berries. So anyway, I waited till this year, and I have the same problem. Very, very few of any red berries. So I was wondering, you know, what should I do probably to stimulate this plant or whatever?
Okay. The flower buds, Joseph, are on the tips of the new growth. So a day like today where it's fairly mild and you can go outside, if you look on the tips, and probably that 6 to 12 inches of your plant, where the leaves are attached to the stems, you should see clusters of bumps. Those are the flower buds that are going to give you the berries eventually. Sometimes, if you prune a plant hard and you remove the potential of making a lot of flowers, it sets it back a little bit. But normally the following year, you should have plenty of flower buds on it. But what I would do is this. You need to stimulate new growth to give you flower buds. If you've had them in the past, it could be that because of the pruning that you did, maybe a little bit too hard, it's taking the plant time to regroup and start over again. So fertilize them with a product like Holly Tone. It's a great all-organic, all-natural product, and it will help it to make flower buds for next year. Now, the buds for this year are already on the plant. The buds on anything that blooms in the spring are made during the late summer and into the fall season. So during July, August, September, and October is when the flower buds are made for dogwood, for magnolia, rhododendrons, azaleas, and holly plants. Knowing that, if you can feed them in the spring to help produce the new growth, where the buds will eventually form, and then around the 4th of July, hit them again. You don't have to do everything, but any plants that bloom, that make a flower, if you can give them another feeding at the time of the year where they are changing their growth habit. In the spring, their growth habit is to make additional foliage, make the new leaves. And if it's a deciduous plant, you know, like a maple tree, it has to make leaves to grow. Once you get into the summer, where the new growth is all done, now the plant concentrates on making buds for the following year. Some of the buds are for blooms. Some of the buds are for the new growth for the following season. So feed them in the spring to help make the new growth. Feed them in July. And I'm not saying all of your shrubbery, just the plants that bloom. The best thing to do is to keep a garden journal, or you've got a brand new calendar now. So April 1st, turn your calendar, and April 1st, write, fertilize the rhododendrons and the holly. 4th of July, write the same thing. Fertilize all flowering plants, and that will remind you to do it again, and that will help them during the time of the year where they're getting the most energy from the sun. And it's the sun's energy that makes those flower buds possible. So feed them in July, and you'll be in good shape. But I would imagine that if you look closely at your holly right now, that you're going to see where the leaf is attached to the stem, clusters of tiny buds that contain the flowers that will give you red berries for the fall. If we can help you, give us a call right now, 800-259-9231.